On Lone Mountain Ranch, homesteaded in 1915 and now a guest ranch for cross-country skiing and horseback riding, food and beverage manager Michael Jacquard learned of making the James Beard Foundation list this year.
I got an email from a friend. I thought he was pulling my chain and quickly went onto the Beard website and saw that it was true.
In the 1970s, Bob and Vivian Schaap purchased the ranch to turn the property into a premier cross-country skiing destination. 30 years later, they sold the resort. After several turnovers in ownership, Arik Road Management has renewed this historic destination and yet has kept the spirit and footprint from yesteryear.
I think we've just been able to elevate the property throughout.
The iconic dining room, located in a sturdy log cabin with a large stone fireplace, has now taken on a new name.
The first big step, of course, was rebranding the restaurant to Horn and Cantle.
And why the name Horn and Cantle?
We were just looking for something that fit the ranch, and the horn and the cantle are the two parts of the saddle.
The cozy bar is located in the back corner of the restaurant. Log beams reign above, with the wood bar below flanked with log stools and views of the aspens and pine trees outside. Spirited drinks take on the names of Lone Mountain, Dry Fly, and Barrel Racer.
The program's pretty robust. We change it seasonally, but we do have some drinks that remain on the list season to season. They've become our ranch classics or staples.
Not all beverages at the Horn and Cantle Saloon are high octane.
Been leaning into a lot more low ABV things and non-alcoholic NA versions.
Horn and Cantle honors its presence in Montana under the big sky.
We really try to focus on local spirits, using all our partners from around Bozeman, Ennis, basically all of Montana.
Small barrels of whiskey, custom made by Willie's Distillery, are found along the windowsill.
Bar program is whiskey driven because of current trends, bourbon heavy. I still try to incorporate a very strong scotch program as well. I think as people grow through the whiskey world, they hit scotch at the end.
The wine list at Horn and Cantle contains 460 different bottle choices for diners.
The wine program was super fun to build here. I basically started just trying to cover the basis, allowing our guests to choose wine from all over the world, but being more domestic focused, trying to stay in some sustainability, really focusing on California, Oregon, and Washington at first, and then adding a robust old world list as well.
With wines from around the world, Jacquard zeroes in on his choices with other criteria.
We really focus on small production, small producers, mom and pop. We certainly have the large chateaus from France well represented at some of the bigger houses of Italy and California.
Jacquard does weekly tastings with his team and encourages his staff to pursue credentials in the spirit business.
We have a great team of up-and-coming sommeliers here on the ranch. Currently have 3 that have done their level 1 and are all on their way to level 2.
So what does being a semi-finalist from the James Beard Foundation for Outstanding Bar mean to Jacquard and the Horn and Cantle Saloon?
I think it's an honor for one. I'm very proud of my team and the ranch as a whole. It takes a lot to put on our program and takes an army to do what we do every day. I think it's great for the community, Big Sky as a whole. I think it helps get our name on the map food and beverage wise and will bring better competition to the area.
This is Stella Fong for YP Radio News.